We're talking farm injuries on 13 10 09.
That we are, yeah. My dad attaching or working on one of the implements to take a horse away, and unfortunately it's sort of smashed him across the top of the hand, off the hospital, microsurgery, no good.
Hope he's all right, all the best.
Yeah, he's there with his hand in a sling. I got a photo of him last night. Looked very sad.
Your mum's waiting on him hand and foot, basically, yeah, of course, at the moment.
Of course. She's like, he's already annoyed me.
Growing up on the farm, yeah. You would have had some pretty gnarly injuries over the years, right?
Yeah, falling off horses.
Rusty nails.
Definitely. Just stuff with the, you know, falling off bikes on gravel roads, all that sort of stuff. Happens along the way. It's just part of the experience.
A lot of other people have got farm injury stories. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, how's it going?
Doing well. What's your farm injury story?
Yeah, I was with a mate one day riding a motorbike.
Yeah.
And I actually came off and had the foot peg go through my leg.
Like in one way and out the other sort of thing?
No, it didn't go all the way through. Halfway through. But I came off and I didn't even know I did it until my mate said, well, pull your tracksuit pants up and have a look. So I did, and my bone was sticking out of my leg.
Oh.
There we go. We asked for gnarly.
Whose idea was this?
Simon. You want it? You got it. You want it? You got it.
Simon, question. Out of 10, what was the pain like? 10 being really bad and 1 being eh.
I wish I could say 20, but yeah, it was pretty bad, but... The worst thing was I had to walk 2.5 km on my leg.
Oh, Simon.
Yeah, it was pretty painful. I had, I went to the hospital, had about 14 stitches, and I was on crutches for about 3 months.
Oh, Simon, that's
14. Wrong. That's Bugger. Nothing, Simon. It's nothing. No, man, that sounds horrific. Thank you for your call.
Great story.
Thank you for that horrific story.
That's a singleton right now. Amy, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, good, Amy. Your farm injury, was it you or somebody you know?
It was my grandfather. He was using an angle grinder. And yeah, thankfully, he had his phone, a Telstra Tough phone, in his top left-hand pocket.
Yeah.
And the grinding disc came up and... cut him in the left side of the chest, and it embedded into the Telstra Tough phone. It only cut his shoulder open, thankfully not his chest or his heart. And he had the indent of the Telstra Tough phone in his chest, so we called him Telstra for a month. And then after that he proceeded to drive himself to the hospital, bleeding out everywhere, and the hospital's like, mate, what are you doing?
I tell you what, Amy, there ain't no man like a farm man. They just suck it up and get it done, right?
And I tell you what, those Telstra tough phones obviously were pretty tough.
That's an unbelievable story.
I feel like Telstra should have given him something.
That's an endorsement.
Or something for a month.
Yeah, at least a couple of months off the bill.
There's an ad campaign in that. These Telstra tough phones.
They're so tough.
Wow, thank you for your call.
Let's go to Tyler on 3. How you doing, Tyler?
Yeah, hi.
So tell us about your farm injury story.
It's also my grandfather.
Okay.
When he was 17, he got ran over by a slasher.
What's that?
What is,
well, a slasher's a big mower. A
really big lawn mower on the back of a tractor. That's got two. Well, this one was about a 6-foot slasher, so it's got.
How did he get run over by this?
Well, he was on a motorbike and he came off, slid underneath the slasher.
Oh.
The slasher destroyed his leg. Left leg.
Oh my god!
And then the dude that was driving the tractor decided, I'll take the tractor home, bring down a different tractor because that tractor wasn't registered.
Oh my god.
What the
And then
was he okay?
Yeah, well, he's alright. It happened when he was 17 and he's a cop, so.
Of course.
Yeah. Just what we're all just a bit in shock on
that. That's the
best worst story ever.
Oh my god.
He it gets better because he then went on as a 17 when he lost his leg.
Yeah.
He went on to be a race car driver and a truck driver, hay carter.
Look at that. So, happy day. God.
He just stop him at all.
Running with the clutch that he had a paddle clutch in his race car and he had a stick for the truck.
Oh my God. What an incredible
thing. And you think, man, there's a tough bloke.
Yeah.
There's a guy that lost his leg and made it happen. Mate, that is... I can't hear anymore.
I've never heard of anyone getting run over by a tractor before. That's the first time I've heard that.
A slasher. Even worse.
Imagine going under, falling under. Imagine if you're a really tiny
person. I don't want to imagine
that. And the lawnmower went over you.
Yeah, because the slasher, just to picture it, it looks almost like a trailer, like a trailer on the back of a car.
Yeah.
And then it has these big skids instead of wheels. And they weigh an incredible amount. A tunnel or something. They're so heavy. They're just steel.
It's going to make your dad feel a lot better, isn't it?
Isn't it? With his little cut hand.
Quality stories. Thank you.
That was amazing.
Wow.
Hey, up next, if you did our Rate the Music survey last week, we have an amazing prize up for grabs. A weekend staycation at Blacksmith's Beachside Holiday Park for four people. Let's draw it next.